The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Wednesday, September 14th edition of the program. Appreciate you being with me. We have the Biden celebration at a moment where there should be no celebration of the economy at all. Bring you some moments from that just yesterday where it was clear that things are not going as this White House would like them to. We also got more from the border. They said it was secure. Kamala Harris told us specifically, among other Democrats, it was secure earlier in the week. That is certainly not the case. And the live action version of The Little Mermaid stars a black actress. This is creating a lot of discussion online. We will dive into Little Mermaid. Dive into that together coming up here in just a moment. But due to your love for MyPillow products and support, the original My Slippers are almost completely sold out. Because of this, Mike Lindell is launching brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98. This is only for a limited time. The slippers are made with a four-layer design to ensure comfort. They also have breathable fabric, so you can wear them all year round. The slides and sandals are extremely comfortable and durable due to the patented impact gel. Mike guarantees these will be the most comfortable footwear you will own. This incredible offer won't be around for long, so stock up now. That's slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98 with promo code BUCK. That's promo code B-U-C-K. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use promo code BUCK to receive this incredible limited-time offer. They come with a one-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com, promo code B-U-C-K. Actually, I'm going to change the lineup here for a second because you may have seen this. They had the FBI go chase down Mike Lindell. Mike's been talking about this. Chase down Mike Lindell and take his cell phone. And we believe this is part of the flurry of subpoenas that have been sent out there. The subpoenas sent with regard to either Mar-a-Lago or January 6th or both, the Mar-a-Lago documents. It's not clear exactly what the Democrat endgame is here, but it is clear what the opening salvo is meant. And that's just it's meant to freak people out. It's meant to send a message. It's meant to make you really concerned about what happens if you stand with Donald Trump. What happens if you are an outspoken conservative who, in the case of Mike Lindell, who's been a longtime friend and sponsor of mine, who sponsors a lot of great content online, Mike Lindell having his cell phone taken from him by the FBI at a Hardee's. In fact, here we have Mike telling you exactly what happened.
Today, the FBI, you're going to hear this, and you're probably already hearing it in the news. The FBI came after me and took my phone. They surrounded me at a Hardee's and took my phone that I run all my business, everything with. They could have just, what we've done is weaponize the FBI. It's disgusting. I don't have a computer. Everything I do have that phone, everything was on there. And they told me not to tell anybody. Here's an order not to, don't tell anybody. Okay, I won't. Well, I am.
Don't tell anybody. Well, clearly, Mike is not going to take that bit of advice. He's not going to listen to them on that one. Why would the FBI take Mike's phone? First of all, he runs his business, as he says, from his phone. So this is a huge inconvenience. It's a huge invasion of privacy. What possible justification for this could there be? I mean, Mike obviously has nothing to do with the Mar-a-Lago documents. At least not that we're aware of. I don't think anyone believes Mike had anything to do with that. So is this about speaking to the White House in the aftermath of the 2020 election and trying to criminalize what is effectively debate over how the election, well, first of all, any irregularities or cheating in the election, how to find that, what the electors should do in response to that, making a legal argument, which even if people don't like whatever the electors' debate was after the election, making a legal argument cannot be made illegal in this country if we want to say that we have a free country, right? If you're going to say the Constitution protects the following, okay, maybe it doesn't. Maybe you're wrong, and that's what the final disposition may be. But you got to be able to make that case. If you can't make that case, then how are we in a free country? If you can't make an argument that you believe the law is on your side, I mean, what's next? Are we going to criminalize defense attorneys? Oh, this person's clearly guilty. Look at all the stuff being said in court that's not true about what happened here. We got to throw all the defense attorneys in prison? I mean, I know some people are probably cheering, saying, yes, throw all the defense. I walked into that one, but you know what I mean. It's absurd. But the message that is sent here is very clear. The message is, at a minimum, you step out of line and we will crush you. You step out of line and we will be visiting you, taking your phone and maybe making you get lawyers, a lot of expense, a lot of anxiety. You know, the FBI showing up for the average person saying we're taking your stuff. It's going to make them really uncomfortable. Now, Mike is a high profile guy. He's got friends and allies like me and so many others in conservative media. He obviously knows former President Trump personally well. So he's not just an everyday guy in that sense, although he was having dinner at a Hardee's. You know, Mike is the real deal. You know, he's a real salt of the earth American. He's a good man. But, you know, the fact that they would get away with this obvious intimidation in the run up to an election. Keep in mind, this is a major sponsor of conservative content, like I said, including me, including my shows. And the fact that they would do this right before an election is clearly infringing upon the free media ecosystem that we need here to be able to get the truth out and have people make their cases to the public. So, and then it just reminds me, if they're willing to go to this length or these lengths, what makes anybody think that they're not actually going to prosecute Trump? You know, they're really forcing us. They're forcing us to here. They're going into a position where Trump, if he doesn't get prosecuted, it's essentially an admission that all of this was political and all of this was you know, nonsense, underhanded gamesmanship from the libs. Okay, that's one part of it. And if they do prosecute him, yes, it would be flimsy. It would be the worst kind of third world dictator politics, but they're crazy. So I can't exclude the possibility, right? I mean, if I'm going to sit around here all the time and say the libs are nuts, which I do, how can I then turn around and tell you, well, reason will prevail here, and they won't actually bring some charge? And, you know, they bring an obstruction charge, for example. Julie Kelly, who I've been talking to about this on the radio show, she says that that's what she thinks they're going to do, obstruction, which is interesting because for the lib audience that CNN and these other places, they've been trained to think that obstruction was what they were going to get Trump on. Remember, after the whole Mueller probe, there was no Russia collusion. They admitted that because they couldn't fabricate that evidence entirely. Or rather, the special counsel couldn't. It had been fabricated by Democrat media, the Hillary Clinton campaign, all the rest of it. But when you look at what was said in that Russia collusion investigation, the special counsel, they claimed that 10 counts of possible obstruction occurred. 10 counts of possible obstruction. That was the whole big reveal. Oh, we're going to get him. And they didn't, because it turns out if you have somebody nailed on obstruction, you say which one. You don't say there's 10 possible places where maybe we could concoct some basis for doing this. That's what we saw there. But they were, the lib audience was promised this. Democrats, the Democrat base, the lunatic left, they thought, oh, we're going to get them on obstruction. Maybe obstruction in the documents. Look at what they did to Roger Stone. See, this is why I have to look at this from what the facts are and then what the lunatic reaction to this all will be. Roger Stone didn't do anything. I mean, they said that he lied to the special counsel about a non-event, effectively, about something immaterial to anything that matters. And they sent dozens of FBI agents to his home, and they tipped CNN off so they could film the whole thing to try to humiliate him. In that environment, with that FBI, with that Democrat deep state Department of Justice, would they maybe, as a last-ditch effort, especially if the midterms go heavily Republican, which I'm hopeful that that will happen, why should we believe that that won't be the outcome? It's worthwhile asking, right? That they'll decide to prosecute Trump. They'll decide to throw a wrench into the gears of our sacred democracy, as they always say. Talk to you about the border here in a second. But, you know, these data breaches keep coming. Another one was just announced, this one including Social Security numbers. That's obviously really sensitive. The Oklahoma Student Loan Authority announced a breach that affected 2.5 million student borrowers. Breached information includes Social Security numbers, emails, phone numbers, and addresses. Now, the thing about these data breaches, you don't know when they happen. So you have to be the one to protect your online identity. You do that with LifeLock by Norton. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Your personal information gets exposed so often, making it dangerously easy for a cyber criminal to steal your identity. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like loans taken out in your name. If you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code BUCK. That's promo code B-U-C-K. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go online to LifeLock.com and use promo code BUCK, the promo code B-U-C-K, for 25% off. Border is a total mess. Interestingly enough, okay, first of all, here was Kamala. I mentioned this. Kamala back on Monday. I want you to hear this again, saying that the border is secure. Play 20.
Would you call the border secure?
I think that there is no question that we have to do what the president and I asked Congress to do. Is the first request we made, pass a bill to create a pathway to citizenship. The border is secure, but we also have a broken immigration system, in particular over the last 4 years before we came in. And it needs to be fixed.
We're going to have 2 million people cross this border for the first time ever. You're confident this border is secure?
We have a secure border.
Just repeats it. We have a secure border. No one believes that. And there are some photos now circulating on the Daily Mail of these campsites that are popping up all over El Paso of illegal migrants who are showing up. They get into this country and they're now living on the streets. In New York City, you have illegal migrants that are being bused there from Texas who are now being put up in hotels at taxpayer expense. That's also happening. And we're being told that the shelters are overwhelmed. So New York is now sending some migrants. I saw this headline today, to Florida. So they're moving the migrants around because there's so many of them. It's obviously a major factor in the resources that these cities have to deal with these kinds of issues, deal with these kinds of challenges that come about when you have people that arrive in a country, have no legal status, maybe don't speak the language. So that's a major consideration right now for places like New York, D.C. and Chicago. But I thought that illegal immigration, it just makes everything better. Everything works so much better when you have more and more illegal migrants in the country. Well, turns out that is not really what we are seeing here. And it also is the case that as the American people focus in more on how 5 million people have come into the country illegally over the last 2 years, why is that illegality not an issue at all for the federal government? But, you know, they wanted to force you to get a shot or that you should get fired from your job, basically. You know, they want to raise your taxes. If you don't pay your taxes, you go to jail. Any one of you listening to this right now, your taxes mean nothing to the Treasury. As an individual, makes no difference whatsoever. But if you don't pay your taxes, what happens? You go to prison. Why? It's the law. That's what they'll say. Right? Okay. So then why are people able to come to the country in violation of federal law and stay here in violation of federal law and break a whole host of other laws, you know, document fraud, things like that, when they're in the country because they're here illegally? Well, because they're a protected class. And that's the Democrats don't want to say that, but that is the truth of the matter. Oh, I mentioned, and I wanted to get to it, the aftermath of the Biden party yesterday. You know, the big victory dance they were doing outside the White House. People were really having a tough time with this one. The stock market got clobbered yesterday, absolutely clobbered. And here, for example, over at CNN, which is regime media, but they're a little more cautious these days than they used to be because they realize that people aren't buying the anti-Trump left-wing, oh, but we're still a news organization. They're not buying that. So they're having to go more toward a centrist point of view. Here is, or just objective, I should say, point of view. Here is CNN cutting away from the Biden ceremony yesterday as it was happening because it was just too much to take.
So I thank the Republicans who stood up.
Okay, you're listening there to President Biden at the White House. He's celebrating the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act. He says that he's been fighting Big Pharma for decades. But there is this unfortunate split screen right now with the Dow taking a total beating, down more than 1,200 points. And so it feels like it's hard to be celebratory for some people in the crowd.
Yeah, this is the day on which the White House celebrates the Inflation Reduction Act when we get a new report that shows that inflation is still especially high. And what we're seeing on Wall Street is a reaction to that, anticipating what's coming from the Fed, the decision that will come on whether to increase, well, likely they will increase, but by how much the interest rates.
There's going to be a big interest rate increase coming next week, probably, maybe a full point. It's going to have a huge impact on the market, on finances, on everything else. And so while the Biden administration, for political reasons, because we're going into an election, is trying to do the whole, oh, look at how great things are here. Oh, you know, I'm wearing my big aviators. So you can't see my face and my eyes look a little vacant behind the glasses, but you can't see. Not a joke. Actually, do we have Biden saying United States of Schmamerica or whatever it was that he said? I think this was actually from last week, but this is the person they want in charge of the nuclear codes. The person they want is the commander-in-chief of the United States military. Here he is.
This is the United States Khmer, for God's sake.
United States of Khmer. Bah! You know? Get off my lawn, Biden's yelling at all the kids across America. It's pretty crazy, but this is the guy who they have put in charge. This is the guy that we're supposed to listen to. You know, the steady hand on the economy and national security and all the rest of it. So CNN cut away. This was even better. Neil Cavuto yesterday on Fox during this celebration. Cavuto's a very even-tempered, fair-minded guy. And during this broadcast, he just feels the need to jump in. He's just like, this Biden celebration's crazy town. Watch.
Big Pharma blocked Medicare from negotiating lower drug practices. Prices.
All right, I do not want to be a party crasher, but we interrupt this celebration for a hard, cold dose of reality. Stocks tanking because inflation is accelerating. The very inflation that the president said he's made great progress addressing. Fox on top of a sell-off, the likes of which we've not seen in quite some time. In percentage terms, the roughly 4% hit in the Dow is the worst we've seen in 2 years. Ditto the S&P 500. And again, the NASDAQ. All hit and hit hard because inflation remains stuck and no one can get it under control.
Inflation remains stuck. Yeah. It's going to get worse, too. Or rather, it goes on and it's worse every month because the effect on prices will continue. The price of food still going up. The price of rent, the price of housing going up. And what does anyone think happens when they increase the rate, the Fed rate, which is, I'm going to guess, going to go up by 0.75. It may go up by a full point next week. That could happen. Here is former Obama administration economist Steve Rattner, who's saying, look, more economic pain ahead, meaning basically he's telling everybody, look, we're going into while Biden's throwing a inflation, deflation, whatever victory party, anti-inflation victory party for a bill that, if anything, makes inflation worse. The whole thing is so crazy town. A former Obama guy who's a smart guy, Obama administration official Rattner, is saying, look, the pain is coming. We're heading into a recession.
How long with these rate hikes, Steve, will it take to see inflation come down? Using this blunt instrument, this tool of raising rates to bring it down, is that a short-term goal or is that something that takes a lot of time?
That's exactly the right question, Willie. And what yesterday's numbers did was it increased the probability of there being what we're calling a hard landing, that there's going to have to be a recession here to get inflation down anywhere near the Fed's 2% target. And so we're going to have to see what comes of it. But it's certainly not going to happen in the near term. There's only one more report before the midterm elections. And we're looking at a much longer process than that. And the question is going to be how consumers react to these numbers, both economically and politically.
It's not going to be good. The short version of this is that it's not going to go well. We are heading into a recession, and the recession in part will be pushed by the reduction, or rather the elevation of the Fed lending rate. Fed's going to send interest rates up, and that's going to mean that the cost of everything is going to be going up too. The cost of borrowing is going to go up, which is going to raise prices in a whole range of areas. This is going to be really negative for the economy. There is very clearly an effort underway to just hold back the dam of realization from breaking here before the election. Because the one thing the Democrats know they can't talk their way around is everyone realizes that they're in a recession and that the Democrat policies worsened the recession. That's absolutely going to be an enormous drag on them going into this midterm election. It's going to be a massive, massive problem. So I think it's important that we tell the truth about what's really going on here and what's really going to be happening in these midterm elections. So that's why we're focusing on the economy, focusing on the border, crime. I mean, here was Tucker last night on his show, because I talk about crime frequently here. It's so important because it's out of control. It really is dangerous in so many of these cities. Here's Tucker on his show saying that he wants a nonviolent civil disobedience campaign to get more attention for how the authorities have to tackle the problem of crime. Watch
this. These crimes are so appalling. They're attacks not just on individuals, but against civilization and humanity itself, that they at this point really do require an immense and organized nonviolent civil disobedience campaign. So just pick one of those videos at random. Who's the prosecutor who let that person out, refused to charge them in the first place? Who's the politician who decided that attacker had more rights than the old lady he was beating up? Why aren't 15,000 people blocking that person's office or chaining themselves to the front door, demanding an answer? Again, why isn't there massive, nonviolent civil disobedience that can change this? Barking about it on cable news clearly isn't working. We've been doing it for 5 years.
Why isn't there more of a focus on this? Well, I can tell you it's because not only are Democrats responsible for pushing the policies that led to so much of this, but they want to continue it. We have not suffered enough in our cities and towns. Even rural areas have seen major increases in crime, because when you open up the prisons and let people out, when you refuse to prosecute people, it's not just the cities. I mean, you know, there are criminals going to be more criminals in circulation everywhere, at least in the region of where these policies are being instituted. That's why Chicago is getting rid of cash bail. They've got this, they call it the Safety Act, and that'll be starting in January of this year. It's also going to make a whole range of serious crimes non-arrestable. Chicago is going to be doing this, just to give you a sense of how crazy the Democrat state legislatures are, mayor's offices, governors. They're not yet at the point where they realize the suffering has to stop. And I just mentioned this before. You know, I'm watching a little bit of the Lord of the Rings prequel. I've watched a little bit of that recently. I've watched a little bit of House of the Dragon. So it's I forget what the Lord of the Rings one's even called. But anyway, the House of the Dragon I've been watching. And there's a lot of discussion about the Lord of the Rings trilogy and wokeness. And now you also have a discussion that's broken out online about a black mermaid in the Little Mermaid live action movie. I find the casting of actors and actresses of any color, creed, etc., as long as it just has fealty to the story, great. You know, as long as it's just meant to tell a good story. So I don't see any, I don't see the issue with having a Little Mermaid, I mean, changing the Little Mermaid from being a, you know, it was a cartoon before. I don't think they've made a live action version of it before. I don't see the issue with that. I think it's fine. The issue I see with other series is when it feels like they're pushing diversity for its own sake at the expense of storytelling. An example of this would be in the show Billions, where out of nowhere, all of a sudden, the most genius person on Wall Street is a trans individual who goes by the pronouns they. That felt like there was some politics there, right? I mean, and who was 22 or something like that, by the way. So a 22-year-old transgender Wall Street genius is cast in the show Billions right at a time when the trans agenda is particularly in the news and everything else. You say that feels like politics. Little Mermaid is black. I hope it's a great movie, and it's really entertaining, and kids love it. I don't know. So I don't really, I see there's wokeness, and then there's just telling good stories. As long as we're telling good stories, great. All in favor of casting whoever people want to cast. Kind of talk to you more about all this tomorrow, team. Talk to you then. Shields high.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
to the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.